ABC Listen.
Hello, friends. My name's Ruby, and you are listening to News Time.
Hi there, Ruby.
Hello.
Hello, Ruby.
On today's show, we're going to start by inspecting an ancient fossil. We'll also meet a would-be moon mining rover and catch up with some kind kids who are making an important change in their community. After that, we'll celebrate Eid and then head off on a camping trip for...
Wow, of the week!
Yes! What do you think? Are you ready?
It's go time.
Story number 5.
About 40 years ago, an interesting skull bone was found and then put in a museum. People didn't pay much attention to it, and it was almost forgotten about forever. That is, until recently. Paleontologists, who were studying fossils at George Washington University in America, rediscovered this forgotten fossil and decided to take a closer look. They wanted to figure out what sort of animal this skull belonged to.
Is that a dinosaur fossil?
Is it a snake?
It looks like a pocket that has two holes or two buttons. It looks like a lizard skull.
The skull is tiny. It's narrower than a pinky finger, and it kind of looks like an upside-down triangle shape. The most interesting part is that the skull has big bones sitting above where the eyes would be. That's how these scientists figured out the fossil was from a proto-amphibian. That's the sort of animal that modern-day frogs came from. Because of the big eye bones and the slightly triangular head, the scientists said the skull reminded them of a famous green Muppet.
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit.
I watch him for Muppets.
It's amazing.
Yes, Kermit the Frog. And so they've named this ancient species Kermitops gratus. Kermitops lived 270 million years ago. That's before there were any dinosaurs around.
It even has the same bump, the skull, as Kermit.
It's the same size.
The head is the same shape as each other.
The Kermitops fossil fills a gap in the Earth's evolutionary story. We've known for a while about some of the animals that came before it, and we knew about frogs that came afterwards, but this is one of the few animals we've found in the middle. What a riveting discovery.
Story number 4.
You might remember a little while ago on News Time, we were talking about Australia's first moon rover. There was a competition to give it a name, and the name Roover was the winner.
It kind of sounds like moon, roo and rover.
It's a funny name combining roo, like kangaroo, with rover, Roover. When we told you that story, we said scientists weren't sure exactly what Roover would look like. But now, the team at the Australian Space Agency are deciding between two final designs. They've just released plans of one design for Roover and details about what kinds of things it might look for when it's finally built and sent up onto the moon. Roover is going to be a moon mining rover. That means it'll drive around the moon's surface and collect lunar soil to see whether humans can get useful stuff out of it, like oxygen or water or fuel.
They drive around in it like a car, but it can stay on the moon without falling out into deep space.
It can dig too.
If the rover can find oxygen and water and collect it all, then humans won't need to bring oxygen and water with them from the Earth to the moon. The less stuff we have to carry in a spacecraft, the better.
People will be able to go to the moon more.
Maybe people can live there one day.
If and when people are on the moon, the materials the rover collects might help humans create more fuel for their rockets. That would mean other spacecraft could take off from the moon and hurtle even deeper into space and more easily explore other planets in our solar system.
Find more stuff in space, further into the galaxy.
People could go higher
without falling into the holes in the moon.
The rover's not being sent up just yet, but when it is, I'll be sure to tell you all about it right here on Newstime.
Story number 3.
A couple of years ago, two siblings named Lionel and Ella were on a walk at their local park in Earlwood in Sydney. They noticed a sign at the park that was dedicated to a European settler. It referred to the man as an original landowner of the area. Lionel and Ella thought, that's not right. They knew the land they were on belonged to the Bedigal people.
Right, because the Aboriginal people were here.
With a bit of help from their parents, Lionel and Ella decided to write a letter to the council to say the sign should be updated to recognise the Bedigal people as the true original landowners.
I think it's a really, really, really good idea.
I think it's a great idea too, because it lets the council know the truth.
And also, it's a good idea because it's true, they were thinking right.
The letter was passed on to the First Nations Advisory Committee, and then it landed on Wiradjuri Elder Jennifer Newman's desk. She says that her heart wells up with pride and joy when young people use the names of the clans of country. After lots of meetings and 2 whole years, the council decided a new sign should be added.
That they realised that they might have made a mistake.
They changed their mind.
They thought that was a bad idea to put that there. It's not true.
If we think that the people that were first weren't first, it might make the people who actually were first a bit sad.
The council took some of the words from the old sign and used them to make a new one, which talks about the Bedigal people, the early European settlers, and new migrants to Australia too. Lionel and Ella are very happy that the council has made this change and said it accurately reflects the history of where they live.
Very happy and amazed that they changed their mind.
Feeling good because they kind of changed the world.
Great stuff, Ella and Lionel.
Story number 2.
For the past month, Muslim people around Australia and the world have been fasting for Ramadan. Ramadan is the most important time of the year for Muslim people. It's sometimes called the Holy Month. For 30 days, Muslim people fast from sunrise to sunset.
I know about people sometimes fasting.
That means they won't eat or drink anything, including water, from the time the sun comes up until the sun goes down. Fasting makes people feel hungry and thirsty. But Muslim people treat these feelings as a reminder of how lucky they are, because usually they can eat whenever they feel like it. They also donate to charity and do good deeds in the community. The month of Ramadan's all about sharing kindness and being grateful. Then at the end of Ramadan, which is this week, the Eid celebrations begin.
They have fireworks.
They eat. They might play games.
They might have parties and eat delicious food.
They might celebrate.
Eid al-Fitr is a big celebration that goes for 5 days. People eat lots of sweets, visit each other's houses, and sometimes get gifts of new clothes or money. Some local councils around the country are holding Eid celebrations too, so that everyone can celebrate together.
Happy Eid!
Happy Eid!
Another way you can wish someone a happy Eid is by saying Eid Mubarak, which means blessed feast in the language Arabic. So, to those celebrating, Eid Mubarak! And now it's time for the story you've all been waiting for.
Wow of the Week. This story made me go wow because it was like looked creepy and I thought it was a spider at first.
James Tweed was camping in Lamington National Park in Queensland when he stumbled across a strange looking thing. Initially, he thought it was just an oddly shaped bird poo and he nearly walked straight past without taking a closer look. But then James stooped down and he discovered it was a beetle sporting a very groovy mohawk. James is an entomologist. That's someone who studies insects. But he'd never seen anything like this.
looks scary. It looks spiky and fluffy.
It does look very dangerous. Bird poop beetle?
It's white.
It looks like a spider.
It has a trunk.
That part that looks like a trunk is actually a really long antenna. James did some more research and took a trip to the Australian National Insect Collection to confirm that this white and black beetle is in fact a newly discovered species. It's a kind of longhorn beetle, covered in spikes and splotches with a very long antenna.
Well, I'm glad they found it.
He was surprised because he didn't know it was a beetle because it looks so much like bird poo.
Scientists have been talking a lot about this beetle and its funky looks, mainly because they've never seen anything like it in Australia. Entomologists with lots of experience researching beetles have different ideas about why this beetle has white spiky hair, but most people think this punk aesthetic is actually likely a camouflage.
That means no one can see it and they won't try to eat it because it looks disgusting. And no one will step on it because no one really wants to step on bird poo.
What a find, James. Oh, after that massive countdown, I am pooped. Thank you so much for your help this week, my friends.
Done and dusted. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruby.
You're very welcome. And hey, if you still have some energy left in the tank, try the News Time Quiz. The questions and the answers are in the show notes.
Bye, Ruby.
Bye.
See you later.
See you later. Or as they say in Irish, slán. News Time is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app. It's free from your app store.